What's up, everyone? Thanks so much for checking out a very special edition of Nagler's Never Right here at Cheesehead TV. And today I am joined by two very special gentlemen. One you're probably very familiar with. One you're going to become familiar with. Glenn Avini is an independent filmmaker who has, let's just say, put together a passion project to end all passion projects when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. One of the most beloved Packers of all time, the subject of his newest independent film, You Can If You Will, the Jerry Kramer story. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us. And Mr. Kramer, it's an absolute honor to have you on the program.
Aaron, it's really a pleasure to be with you. My daughter, Alicia, said she would strangle me if I didn't say hello and say thank you for all your help during our Hall of Fame campaign. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, it's any Packers fan is very familiar with the story of how long you had to wait and how absurd it was. We're just glad that you're in there. Glenn, obviously a lot has been written, created around Mr. Kramer. What was it about his story now that he's in the Hall of Fame? I think at first blush, most people would say, okay, that's a great quote unquote ending. But you have created something here. I've looked at the trailer. It's amazing. What was the impetus here for you to say, okay, I want to dive in and really go down this path?
Well, thank you again, Aaron, for having us on. And I'm a big fan of you, by the way, and I've been listening to you for a number of years as a Packer fan. And the impetus for this simply was hearing that Jerry finally got in the Hall after all these years. Any Packer fan that has followed the Lombardi Packers and followed Jerry's career, we're all perplexed for many, many years and just, you know, wondering what is going on. How can this be that this man is not in the Hall? There must be something awry. And then when he finally got in, it was such a relief for everybody to really see that this wrong had been right. And so that in and of itself makes for great storytelling. And Jerry was, you know, will tell us himself, he was resigned to the fact that, hey, I had a great career. You know, at this point, if I get in, you know, I get in, but I don't care if I get in now. It's not that important. And, you know, all the championships and everything else I've done in my life is meaningful. And of course, his daughter, Alicia, and his family took that mantle and they took that on themselves. And Jerry, you know, really wasn't even wanting them to do that because that's not really who Jerry is. But it happened and it was the perfect timing. And so I heard about having an opportunity to talk to Jerry about making a film on his life, literally a week or so after he had been inducted. And so I talked to him over the phone. We said, listen, we'd love to do this. I explained to him how we could do it. And, you know, some of the films I've done. And we said, you know, let's get this done. And so I drove up the very next day after speaking with him over the phone, met him at Lambeau Field. We had lunch in the 1919 Cafe. And I was a little, you know, nervous thinking, well, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of commitment, a lot of time. And is this something where I'm such a Packer fan that, you know, I really want to do this and it's such a labor of love, but will it work as a commercial property in today's marketplace? And I got my answer after we finished the lunch. We got up from the table. We were kind of sitting in the back where no one could see us. And Jerry will remember this. And when we stood up from the table, standing ovation at the cafe. I mean, the place was packed for lunch and everybody stood up and literally clapped for 5 minutes. And I knew at that moment, this is a film that transcends, you know, just the Hall of Famer. Jerry's life is extraordinary.
Oh, Mr. Kramer, something that I've noticed kind of around the publicity for this film, you keep mentioning Coach Lombardi and his philosophy. And obviously you've spoken a lot about this, your relationship with Coach over the years. What was it about him and his philosophy that it seems to really have burrowed into you throughout your life?
Well, he believed in a lot of things, Aaron. He believed in consistency, preparation, commitment, discipline, pride, character, and a whole bunch of everyday list of things to do to achieve. If you want to achieve, there's a price to pay for achievement. You just don't walk in and get it done. It takes some time. It takes some effort. It takes some heartburn once in a while. And the two things that really stand out in my learning session with Coach Lombardi was that the two terms, approval and belief, are incredibly powerful, motivating tools from a person of who is a who-said of the highest magnitude, or just a who-said. Your parents sometimes could impact you by telling you that they approved of you, that they thought you were really bright, that they thought you could go anywhere you wanted to go, do anything you wanted to do. They gave you a belief in yourself. And they have found psychologically that if a person does have a single person who believes in them, could be a coach, could be a teach, could be a grandpa, could be an uncle, could be anybody, but if they have one person that believes in them, they will not quit. They will not give up. They will fail from time to time and maybe over and over again, but they won't quit. They won't give up. So those two things, his approval of me that day after that nasty practice session we had, and he told me I had the concentration period of a college student. When I was college, they had a concentration period of 3 minutes, of high school, 2 minutes, kindergarten is 30 seconds. You don't have that, sister, so where did it put you? Well, it put me with my head down, checking my shoe shine in the locker room. And he later came by. He'd been out working the Spartan wide receivers, but he came by 40 minutes later, and I'm still there, wondering what I'm going to do with my life. I'm never going to be able to play with this guy. And he slaps me on the back of the head and messes up my hair and says, son, one of these days you're going to be the best guard in football. And that was like a monster jolt of adrenaline. My chest swelled up. I got a warmth in my body. It was really an incredible moment. And it inspired me to try to believe in myself. If he could believe in me, I could believe in me. And so from that moment on, I was 100% into being the best football player I could be. So approval and belief.
I mean, it's incredible to hear you all these years later. This is something that happened a very long time ago, and it sounds so immediate. And that's kind of what I love about it. Is there something, speaking of immediacy, and this is really for both of you, obviously, like I said, a lot of content has been created around Mr. Kramer's life. A lot has been said, a lot has been written. Has there been anything while you've been compiling the film as far as footage or, things that maybe surprised you or discoveries that you've made that maybe throughout the years had not gotten lost, but maybe hadn't been at the forefront of your mind, where all of a sudden it is immediate again, or things that perhaps you didn't realize, oh, we have footage of this, or, oh, this moment was captured. Have there been any moments where you've genuinely been surprised during the construction of the film?
Glenn, do you want to answer that first, or you want me to?
I'll take it first, and then you can follow it up. A filmmaking standpoint, Aaron, it's quite a journey because you really delve into a person's life, and so we're really doing the complete story of Jerry. You know, from a small town boy growing up in a town of how many, Jerry? About 2,000 people, Sandpoint, Idaho.
Yeah, 2 to 3.
And,
well, where I was born, Glenn, there was 250 people, but where I grew up was about 2,000 or 3,000.
So we're going to trace Jerry's footsteps from that small town. The title of the film, You Can If You Will, is a quote from Jerry's high school coach, actually. That's not a Lombardi quote. That's actually his high school coach that gave him that title. And if you think about it, it's a very inspirational sounding title, You Can If You Will. And it was also the last words of Jerry's induction speech at the hall. So that kind of struck me as that's a good title for this film, You Can If You Will. But Jerry's life is, we're finding so many things in all the conversations we've had together. I'll just throw these out there, Jerry, that he said there's 6 plays that we're going to dig out. We haven't done it yet, but we're going to get into the NFL archives and make sure these 6 plays are in the film. And these are plays that he feels really kind of defined him as a player. And a couple of them are where he made a block and he took out 4 people with you know, basically one block, and some of the rivalries he had with the Chicago Bears and certain teams. So we're going to make sure those clips of his career are in there, and they're maybe not plays that that anybody has heard about in Jerry's career, because of course we all know the Ice Bowl and the block, and that of course is in there. And that I also thought that this story, you know, I grew up in Milwaukee. I read Instant Replay as a young boy, and to have that insight into the locker room and to really be inside with the players and what it's really like to be on a pro football team, and the Green Bay Packers, arguably one of the greatest franchises in sports, and what they did, you know, dominating the league at that time, that all was so inspirational. The block itself, and the fact that Jerry was part of the sweep, which was the signature play of Lombardi, and, you know, the fact the trophy's named after Lombardi. So when you lead the block, as Paul Hornung says in the film, if it wasn't for Jerry Kramer, that play wouldn't have been worth a damn. And so all of these things kind of together really, I think, make for great filmmaking. And then, of course, now we're going to show what Jerry's been doing in the last, you know, he's still writing chapters of his life. So we're going to talk about some of those things, working with getting players' rights for pre-1980 and stem cell and some of these things he's doing. And then, of course, he's speaking. Everything about his life is really inspirational. So we'd like the film to kind of transcend just, it's going to be great for Packer fans. It's going to be great for football fans. But I think this film will also inspire someone who knows nothing about football, nothing about Jerry Kramer. They could watch this and say, you know what, if I took a little bit of that and live my life that way, I would be a better person. And the people around me would be impacted positively.
What about you, Jerry? What has come up for you as he's been kind of poking and prodding throughout your life? I mean, it's got to be a bit of a surreal experience to have someone take it all and put it all together for you.
It really is, and I've got a couple of stories, one about Johnny Carson and the Tonight Show, which was an incredible experience from a kid from Sandpoint, Idaho. And the other was one of the plays that Glenn mentioned. We were playing the Washington Redskins, and it was a preseason game, and there was a linebacker on my side that wanted to mix it up with me a little bit, and so we were running a screen to my side, and so we block in the middle there, and then we run out and try to form another screen for the ball carrier. If the ball carrier misses the ball, well, you don't know. You can't watch him. You got to watch your defensive player and see where he's going to be when the ball carrier says go. So I'm watching this young linebacker, and I'm all pumped, ready, and he's coming, and then he kind of stops. He doesn't exactly come to a full stop, but he slows way down, so I know that we have not completed the pass. So I know that he's not going to be coming. But all of a sudden, he changes his mind, and he decided he's going to give me a lick. Just lay one up alongside my head. Well, I had about three steps to take before he got to me when I realized where we were. And I came up under his chin, and I knocked him flat on his back. And right behind him was Sam Huff. And Sam and I had known each other over the years, of course, for many years. And Sam gets over to the kid, and he says, I told you not to mess with that 64. He'll hurt you now. You listen to me. It wasn't a kid, but I got such a kick out of Sam giving him 1-4 that is so memorable about it, right?
I mean, that's the stuff, right? I mean, that you talk to any player, any guy who's played in the NFL, those are the kind of things that I guess people miss after they play, but it's that kind of thing that sticks with you as a former player throughout your life, the relationships you have with people. And that's what I love, the idea of this film showing the relationships, not only with the guys you played with and against, but throughout your life, you know, mentioning your post-playing career. One thing that I think anybody who's followed your story, Jerry, knows about as far as the push for the Hall of Fame is your daughter and the role that Alicia played in kind of making the public push. Obviously it made a world of sense to have her as your presenter at the Hall of Fame. what was that experience like? How special was it knowing that she was such a driving force for you to be on that stage and then to have her on the stage when you finally went into the hall?
Well, she took about 5 years of her life to do that. And I asked her at the beginning, I said, Lise, I really don't want you to do that. I'm not comfortable asking people to do things for me like that. So I wish you would reconsider that and maybe drop it. And about that same time, our governor here, Governor Cecil Andrews, a wonderful human being and a great guy, had a PR guy in his office, Randy. And Randy decided that he would maybe like to be involved in her effort. So they were talking, and Randy suggested they get a list of Hall of Famers to write letters. And I didn't know a lot about this. And all of a sudden, Lisa's got 65 letters from all Roger Staubach, Bob Lilly, Merlin Olsen, Alex Karras, all the guys that I played against, and then a whole bunch of other ones. And that really gave her a lot of confidence that maybe I should be in the hall, that maybe she was willing to take the time and make the effort and work enough to get me in there. And then the fans of Wisconsin, Aaron, were just so sensational and so supportive. When Joe Horrigan called me from the Hall of Fame to notify me that I'd been named as a finalist, he said, Jerry, you'll never know how much this means to me. This is going to reduce my incoming mail by 90%. So you Packer fans out there, thank you, thank you, thank you. You made a difference.
I mean, she was a force of nature. There's no doubt about it. As someone who is obviously, I'm on social media each and every day, and I witnessed it each and every day. She was absolutely outstanding in her kind of stick-to-itiveness as far as, you know, championing your cause. Glenn, how much work? I know, interestingly enough, Jerry's son is a producer on the film. What's that been like, working with family on a subject that is so close to one of the producers' hearts?
Well, it's been great. And Jerry's family, they're all interviewed and in the film, with the exception of Jordan. We didn't get Jordan yet because he just flew in when right at the end of when we were doing filming for the Ring of Honor. And we'll get Jordan eventually. But his family's extraordinary, and they're really a tight group. And you can see that there's a lot of love and passion in the family. And, of course, they love their father. But, you know, sometimes when you have a famous father, you find out that the families are fractured and there's all kinds of, you know, different personalities and sibling rivalries and all kinds of stuff like that. But Jerry's family is really, they're wonderful. And Alicia is working with us, of course, helping with a lot of logistics for Jerry. And Dan, We have Dan as a producer. Dan is a media savvy person, and he's a photojournalist, and he has a tremendous archive of photos and whatnot. But he's been a great help for us, especially as, you know, we're doing a Kickstarter campaign, and Dan had experience with doing Kickstarter. He did a book that he funded through Kickstarter. And the whole crowdfunding thing is another whole layer to this, where it's very engaging, and I figured to do this with Packer fans, it will allow them an opportunity to know about the film and to be involved with us, get their name in the credits, and, you know, get cool rewards and things for pledging for the film. And Dan has been very helpful in the process. Obviously, being in a football family, they have, you know, a lot of great, you know, sports contacts that I didn't have. And so Dan and Mark Mayfield, Jerry's agent, is also working with us in association on this project. And so they've been a big help for me. I'm a sports fan, but outside of years ago, I used to license and sell the Fox Sports Beyond the Glory series, but I haven't really done any sports biographies. Most of my work has been more in the music field, things like Les Paul and whatnot. So they've been a tremendous help for us to get all the doors that we need open for us to get the interviews that are critical to Jerry's life, those relationships.
Well, as Glenn mentions here, there is a Kickstarter campaign that you, dear listeners, can be a part of. You can find the link at cheeseheadtv.com. We wrote on it a couple days ago. I will resurface that, so it's right up on top of the homepage. You can donate to the campaign. You can receive a variety of things from T-shirts, Kramer autographed memorabilia, a DVD or download of the film, your name in the credits, tickets to the premiere, even a phone call or a personal visit from Jerry himself. Like I said, make sure you check out the Kickstarter page. You'll find it at cheeseheadtv.com. Gentlemen, I cannot thank you enough for the time. Thank you so much, and I cannot wait to see this movie.
Aaron, thank you. You're a classic Packer fan and Packer supporter, and I appreciate you. So thank you very much.